Yeah, they were kind of completely different patterns as far as how we get winter weather. This time's as a more of a traditional pattern where we have the cold air in place, and then moisture and warmer air moves towards us. So you end up getting snow, and eventually in the upper levels of the atmosphere, you get a warm push of temperatures above freezing, so that melts the snowflakes, and that's what causes all the mixed precipitation down at the surface. So that's kind of what we're going to see tomorrow. And eventually the surface will warm above freezing as we go into the late afternoon.